This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children. We're hearing from Tammy Simon today, an adoptive parent and a CASA volunteer. She's talking to CASA's Colleen Smith about her role in helping biological parents who've become addicted to drugs or alcohol.
So tell us about your most difficult day as an advocate.
It was my first case, and this mama, I still have faith in her, and I still believe that she is going to make it one day. She was ready to go into rehab. I guess she had hit her lowest. We talked on the phone. I was always meeting her, trying to help her get into a place. We finally got her a bed. I met her there. I helped her with her suitcase. I walked her to the door. I gave her a hug, and I prayed over her, and I watched them close the door. And I thought we had made it. I remember crying with her mother because we thought she was really going to do it. And she stayed 4 days, and she disappeared. And it broke my heart. I found her later, but it just did not work out. But that was a really tough day.
That's tough.
I know.
So your life has changed, I imagine, from becoming an advocate. So tell me, how has that changed happened?
What I realized was that we only have a little bit of time on this earth, and we're never promised tomorrow. And there are so many children in this area that need help. They need that one person to stand by them. And that has changed my life. It has opened my eyes to what is around me. It has opened my eyes, and I see people in a different way than I used to. I probably go overboard because I see the children a lot more than is required. But for me, that's how I get to know them. That's how I get to be a part of their family, a part of that constant that is there all the time. But it is something that you will be amazed at how much your heart opens to these children.
I would just like to close with one more question. Why is it important for every child in foster care to have an advocate?
Sometimes we're the only ones that have that extra bit of time to sit down, if it's an older child, to find out what's their hopes, what are their dreams, what do they want. And I just feel like I'm there to walk beside them and help them.
Thank you so much, Tammy. I really appreciate taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks so much, Colleen. It is a job that I have dearly loved.